Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from newsounds.org and streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. The Wombats came straight out of Liverpool with a successful debut album back in 2007, and they have gone from strength to strength ever since. Their 2015 record called Glitterbug was a top five album in the UK, and their first to chart here in the States. Now they're preparing their fourth studio album. It'll be called Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life. The lead single from the forthcoming record is a super catchy number called Lemon to a Knife Fight. And here to play a stripped-down version of the song for us are the Wombats.
Up the bill, the brake lights cast the red light, and the road twists round the hill. Lipstick on the back seat, saliva on the dash. I've clawed my way out of here before, but I keep on coming back. I push and you tend to shove, I give in and you don't give. My eyes are getting wider with every word you say. Intoxicated, higher than the ISS. I've clawed my way out of here before, but tonight I'm turning left. I push and you tend to shove, I give in and you don't give up. I'm not getting out of here. This time I brought a lemon to a knife fight. I kick and you like to punch. Shine unhinged and you're undone. I'm not getting out of here alive. I brought a lemon to a knife fight. I brought a lemon to a knife fight. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I push and you tend to shove. I give in and you don't give up. I'm not getting out of here this time. I brought a lemon to a knife fight. I kick and you like to punch. I'm unhinged and you're undone. I'm not getting out of here alive. I brought a lemon to a knife fight. I brought a lemon to a knife fight. I brought a lemon to a knife fight.
The Wombats, live in the Soundcheck studio with Lemon to a Knife Fight. The Wombats are, as they have always been, Matthew Murphy, Murph, on vocals and guitar, good to have you here.
Hi, good to have you here too.
Tord, I'm always here. Always. Tord Knudsen, who is normally the group's bass player, playing a very tiny little keyboard there. But what is that, Tord?
It's actually just a MIDI keyboard.
It is a MIDI.
I'm running Reason.
Okay. But, yeah. And Dan Haggis, normally the group's drummer, playing yet another a guitar here in the studio today. Welcome.
Thank you.
That is a fun song, despite being presumably, Murph, about, you know, regret and poor decision-making, bringing a lemon to a knife fight, for one thing. But the video gets really dark. How involved are you guys in sort of the conceptualizing of the stories that accompany your songs in a case like that?
Probably not as much as we once were. The director, Finn Keenan, he directed Greek Tragedy from Glitterbug, and we love that video so much, and we love him and think he's really great and creative, so we just kind of give him free rein, really, and hopefully he's
going to
do...
As long as it has a twist.
Well, as long as there's blood splattering everywhere, we're all right.
You definitely see a theme with the kind of videos that he's done for us.
Well, there are actually kind of two twists in the course of that video, but it seems appropriate in the sense that there is this play of light and dark in a lot of your music. And, you know, sonically, a play between this kind of post-punk, angsty, emotive feel and kind of upbeat pop music. Would that be fair to say?
Very fair, yeah.
Sounds like you've nailed it.
When how much of that was intentional and how much of that did you guys need to find over the course of playing together?
I think, like, kind of quirky, weird lyrics is probably a trait of many Northerners in the UK, but I think that the real like turning point for us is, as far as our kind of sound goes, is there was a fourth member who left, and we replaced his guitar parts with harmonies, and that's when it kind of I think just like two-part, three-part harmonies automatically make you feel really happy. So I think that's where. I don't know. It was kind of a blessing in disguise, and that, I think that's where we found our sound, yeah.
And when was that?
2004?
Four or five, yeah.
So before the first actual full-length record.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, long time. We had, we sort of, there were like 2 or 3 years when we were still studying, and like, you know, we'd play loads of, like, as many gigs as we could and sleep on people's floors and stuff and do all that. And I think just from playing live a lot, I mean, your voice alone changed quite a bit over the first, you know, and the way we played and stuff as well.
I'd say that again. If you should listen to some of the
early demos. Like really early stuff. Yeah. It's, I mean, you just learn as you go along, but also the sound of the band, just even if we recorded the same song a year after we recorded it originally, which we did with some of the songs, you could hear the difference. Mm. You know, it wasn't quite the same vibe. So
what did Murph's voice sound like in those early days?
It was like if he had a nose clip on his nose while singing. It was
so
just softer.
High. So high.
Really high and a bit more, it was like Brian Molko-y kind of.
A bit, placebo-y.
Placebo.
Okay.
But still, it sounded like you. It just, yeah. There's one song, it's Moon to New York.
It's kind of ridiculous.
There's a demo of it. But they sometimes play it in bars in Liverpool by mistake. You know, they play that instead of the normal one. And the only way I can really tell most of the time is just like, you go like, oh, that must be, that's pre kind of going on the road for a while.
Yeah. So you guys met in Liverpool in school, and the stuff that comes with, you know, the press releases and all that, what we in the business call the press crap, still refers to you as a Liverpool band.
It's kind of, yeah.
Do any of you live in Liverpool?
Not anymore.
No.
We're all over the place at the moment. I'm in Oslo, Murph's in LA, and Dan's in London.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah.
So like,
our roots are still kind of...
Our roots are in Liverpool, but even when we all lived in Liverpool, I don't think we would have classed ourselves as a Liverpool band. I think, I mean...
Because
I always felt like an outsider from kind of that scene, and like, I don't know, the Coral, the Zootons, all of that crowd. It was a very kind of...
We didn't fit.
It felt like an insular unit, like it felt like we never really fit into it. And
I don't
once
think
again, I think
any,
that's kind of like a blessing in disguise. And
We were never bothered really with any of that stuff.
We were never really about that stuff, but yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is, I mean, you're spread out on three countries on two different continents. How was the process of making this record then?
Quite a bit of jet lag for Murph.
Quite a little bit. a good portion of it was done in Los Angeles, and then I flew to Oslo, and we do like writing camps basically. It was like four times I flew to
Barry's
Oslo.
Barry's boot camp with a bit of writing through
with a bit of writing. Yeah.
Some nice meals as well. Don't forget.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh God, my MO. So it was kind of between LA and then all meeting up in Oslo, and then we recorded the album in London with Mark and Catherine.
Okay. Mm. The producers.
Yes.
Yeah. And the resulting record comes out on February 9th called Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life. You guys have always had a knack for a catchy turn of phrase. That's a memorable album title. And as I say, it comes out on February 9th. There are two singles. We've heard the first of them. The second one was released just recently, and that's called Turn. And that's what you guys are going to do next, right?
Yep.
All right. We're speaking with the Wombats, and they're doing a more or less unplugged session for us here in the Soundcheck studio.
You ready there? Run, probably.
I jump from thought to thought like a flea jumps to a light. You could give an aspirin the headache of its life. Maybe it's the crazy that I'd miss. Watering plastic plants in the hope that they'll grow. Seeing a message flash and then smashing up my phone. Maybe it's the crazy that I'd miss. It won't get better than this. I like the way your brain works. I like the way you try to run with the wolf pack when your legs are tied. I like the way you turn me inside and out. I like the way you turn. Ooh, I like the way your brain works. Ooh, 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 I like the way your brain works. I wanna get college girl drunk tonight. No morning fears, no mountains to climb. They say the best memories are the ones that we forget. Like listening to Drake at your best friend's swimming pool. Floating anti-clockwise in a red mushroom. Maybe it's the crazy that I miss. It won't get better than this. I like the way your brain works. I like the way you try to run with the wolf pack when your legs are tied. I like the way you turn me inside and out. I like the way you turn. Ooh. 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 I like the way your brain works. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, I like the way your brain works. Maybe it's the crazy I like. I think I saw the world turn in your eyes. Maybe it's the crazy I like. Bullshit I'd miss. Screaming at the moon in black lipstick. Maybe it's the bullshit I'd miss. It won't get better than this.
Song's called Turn from the Wombats, from their forthcoming album called Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life.
And we talked, Murph, before about, you know, changes in the band before that first album came out. But as a trio, you guys have been doing this now for over a decade. The lineup has been steady. So that hasn't changed. Has the band changed over the course of four albums, a million records sold, multiple tours, etc.?
I mean, yeah, obviously, being in a band is a pretty fucked up environment to be in, I think.
Well, as people, you change as well, don't you? As you grow, like the difference between when we started at the age of like 19, 20 compared to early 30s is... Yeah.
But I think kind of like maturity and growing up and commitments and things.
A few more grey hairs.
A few more grey hairs.
Wrinkles, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's for the better, and I think I feel like, yeah, I almost feel like we're kind of coming into our own now as opposed to beforehand.
So do you feel like the songwriting is different?
No, I just feel like we're kind of like, we know what the script is, we know what the score is, and I feel like well, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I feel like less anxious of a person. I'm not kind of locking myself in a room, freaking out, or I'm not like worried about what the, you know, next single's going to be, or I'm not worried about how things perform. I'm just like, it's just about music, put it out, see if people like it.
Do you have stage fright or anything like that?
Not really.
No.
Yeah. I have. Okay. I just
because you mentioned anxiety, you know, being anxious and stuff, and that certainly is something.
I think that's more Murph. I've never really felt anxious, to be honest, about music in general.
Maybe
it's
all
like,
I've had
I think Murph's come to maybe where I've always been, where it's like, I don't care what happens with music. It's like, just make music and enjoy playing it with your friends. Like, that's kind of, that's always been my vibe, to be honest. But,
So who is the wombat specialist in the band?
I reckon all three of us, you could ask us anything and we'll get it. I'm pretty sure.
All right. So a group of wombats is called... Oh, come on.
Is it...
Cull?
I feel like it's a troop, but...
No.
Oh, hang on a minute. It's something... It's not like a... It's a murder of crows, isn't it?
But murder
it's like,
of crows.
A rabble of wombats. I don't know. Oh, no. After saying that, the pressure. No, what is it?
A wisdom.
Oh, wisdom. I have heard that before.
A wisdom of wombats.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Yeah.
That is a book, isn't it? I think it is. Like a kid's book. I got it at home.
Really?
Yeah.
The wisdom of wombats. Yeah. Is three enough for a group? Are you guys a wisdom? I don't know. That's a kind of philosophical question, isn't it?
Maybe
that's
the word wisdom close to us, to be honest.
Sounds like it's getting closer to that, though, as we get older.
All right, so there's one more piece of Wombat trivia for you guys to file away. So February 9th, new record comes out. You're just finishing up, you know, going through a headlining tour now, and then you're back in the summer in the States, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Weezer and the Pixies.
Yeah.
Which ought to be a lot of fun.
We're looking forward to that one.
So we'll look forward to seeing you guys again then. But in the meantime, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today. And congratulations on the new record.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you very much.
This is Soundcheck.
So I'm moving to New York because I've got problems with my sleep.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.